welcome to episode 239 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
There will be links with more information about monkeys on the show page today, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com.
Monkeys.
Monkeys. Yeah, I know. I can't say monkeys without just grinning. Monkeys.
So, we know all about them?
We know all about them. I don't even know. Yeah, see? This is going to be a coherent episode.
we're totally together. We got this.
Yeah, okay. We're just currently recording on Wednesday. It's going to come out tomorrow. At least this time you mentioned the meteor shower before it happened.
Yes.
Along with other things.
People had a chance.
that we talked about on Monday. At that point, there'll be a beep. Monday Monkey Madness.
Is that a thing?
Monkeys. Primates.
Yeah.
Right? All right. What the episode is about. We're almost done with this.
I don't know. Look at what clever we're critters.
Yeah, it's funny you should mention that because that was like my flipping line.
We need to raise some cows. Yeah, not cheap.
Yeah, we need to just inject them with
mice brains.
Digital organisms. Right. Those things. Remember how like weeks ago I said I'd be making posts about them?
Yeah.
Those posts are there.
Hey.
But things do eventually happen.
Well, you said was you're going to make posts.
Yeah.
Eventually.
No,
sure.
But this is part of why I've been looking at clever critters. Just trying to get an idea, like if you're going to try and use evolution to make clever critters, software-based thingies.
Yeah.
Then how did these clever critters evolve?
Right, but animals have eyeballs and limbs and stuff.
Eyeballs, huh?
Well, that's what, I don't know. And mouths.
Well, what about the cavefish? They don't have any eyeballs. Oh. Anyway, a couple of things we should correct from the episode from before the break.
Oh,
yeah, Phil.
Me? Oh, me. Very important. Not infantry.
This never guy. Infantry.
Never knew.
You know, I don't know why I had that in my head when I said it. Because I know you're like Como, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I worked for everybody. I was attached to infantry. I was also attached to field artillery and EOD. But I was none of these guys. These badass people. Or excuse me. These... Just made sure they could talk to each other.
Right. You just gave me something to edit. I don't know. Maybe I'll let badass through.
We'll
this
out.
One should let badasses through. something else, like, before we got on that kick, I was about to mention that although obedience isn't necessarily a sign of intelligence, being able to understand commands is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was the point I was going to make and didn't get to make. But,
I have.
How's the weather?
Weather is terrible. Okay, Japan, terrible place to be right now. Typhoon Hagibis, if I'm saying
Neat.
That right, came and went. It reached its peak ferocity October 7th.
Hey, that was your birthday. Yeah. For your birthday, we're going to pound the crap out of China.
Yeah, death and destruction. Yeah, there's flooding and there's deaths. It's terrible.
Mm.
And even as it was passing by, Japan also had a couple few earthquakes, but they're only five pointers, so who cares? Biggest earthquake we had of late was a 5.9. Yippee crap.
Oh, you're not excited?
It was in Indonesia. No, I'm not. It needs to be a six-pointer better.
Very sad. Are you going to mention the meteor shower?
Oh, that's coming up. Well, actually, there was one, but that came and went. I found a... Hold on. I found this a farmer's almanac thingy. Okay. It'll reach its peak October 21st and 22nd, so Monday and Tuesday we'll be recording this, and there'll be a meteor shower happening, approaching from the south, and that's actually associated with Halley's Comet that we're going through this.
Right, because meteor showers are sort of cometary debris, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that that tail doesn't just vanish. It floats around forever.
Years later, yeah.
Okay. Well, unless you got something about monkeys, I think we can call this good.
Yeah, I got nothing.
All right. Monkeys. Once upon a time, you and I.
Story time.
Yes. You and I and Linda and Paul.
Mm.
All four of the Barton siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a zoo.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I believe it was in North Dakota.
That's where zoos are.
It was certainly a dinky enough zoo. We have family in North Dakota, which is the only reason anybody ever goes to North Dakota.
Or, yeah, okay, yeah. There's fracking. Yeah.
There is?
Yeah. Where that was, people were moving there because they were going to start fracking, so there was a job.
Oh, okay. Movement. I was like, I've heard fracking is awful. Let's hurry up and move there.
Money, I don't know.
Anyway. Yeah, right. So we're there in this dinky little zoo. Mm. Animals don't necessarily want or need the same things as we do. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, these are tiny cages. A plus side of that is it was easy to interact with the animals.
You're right there. Look at me. You right there.
Now, we went into the primate house.
Right.
There are various monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And behind a grid of wire, square grid of wire,
mm-hmm.
were these little tiny monkeys.
Oh.
Called Cotton Top Tamarans.
Nice name.
Yes.
Okay.
Not much bigger than a squirrel. In fact, a little bit smaller than your average gray squirrel.
Okay.
About 9 inches tall and less than a pound.
Well, tiny.
Yes. Mm. And there were more than three.
It was a while ago. Is this the time you played with a big cat? With your cane?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, I wasn't going to bring that up.
Why not?
Because I don't want to encourage stupid behavior at zoos, right? Do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, I had my white cane, right? Mm. At the time, I could still see some. And there was an enclosure with cougars in it. And I stayed behind the railing. And note that I was not trying to hurt the cat or annoy the cat. It's just like cats like to play with sticks, even if they're huge. I mean the cat, not the stick. Well, I kind of did the same thing with the little tamarans. I put my cane through the mesh and just left it sitting there.
Just to see.
And the whole troop comes over and just stares at it.
What the heck is this thing?
This is like a branch that came from nowhere.
Most interesting thing that happened to them all day.
Yeah, I mean, like, the setup had all these little branches and things for them to hang off of, but they spent most of their time hanging off the front of the cage. When I came over, they'd sniff it, they'd lick it, they'd nibble at it. Mm. What is this? They were also extremely fascinated by the hacky sack.
Huh? Oh, okay.
And you could put your finger just a little bit outside of the mesh of the cage.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two that would do this. The others weren't quite that brave.
Mm-hmm.
They'd reach through and grab your finger.
What do you want? Is this for me?
Can I eat it? What I was struck by is how interested they were.
Mm-hmm.
How curious and engaged and engaging. I mean, it's probably a bad idea, but I kind of wanted to take one home.
Oh, of course. They can fit in your pocket. They belong there, right?
No.
Sir, why is your pocket squeaking?
Nothing. But these are primates. Very tiny ones.
Mm.
Now, you compare them to a squirrel, like I said, about the same size.
Mm-hmm.
And even those squirrels were on the list of clever critters. Mostly for their ability to move through obstacles and sneak things out of vending machines. Also, their caching behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Like crows, squirrels can bury their nuts and will adopt fake caching strategies if other people are watching.
Yeah, okay.
But cotton-top tamarans
mm-hmm.
are known for having an extremely complicated vocal repertoire.
Oh.
And I'm like, I only saw this in the one place. I haven't had time to dig into it. But what I read is that there's actually kind of a grammar and syntax to it.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, you don't get that with squirrels.
There's the I'm angry at you and I'm on top of this tree.
Yes. Noise. And that's about it.
That's all I can think of.
So what's the difference? Why are the primates so clever and curious? Even if they're tiny. Well, they pack their brains differently than most other mammals.
Gross.
I don't
put some of this in here.
Not like that. Squeeze. This is how to make a baby. Now, for most mammals, as you get a larger body, you also get a larger brain. And as you get a larger brain, you do get some more neurons, but they're also becoming larger.
Okay.
So that the density of neural cells in the brain drops. For primates, the density does not drop.
Special.
As they get larger brains, well, actually, as they get larger bodies, they get larger brains as well, but faster than any other mammal as they get bigger. We like it, the big brain.
We like it right now.
And as they get bigger, they don't necessarily get larger neurons, just more of them.
Ooh.
It's a very different way of making a brain, and it requires a lot more energy.
So does that mean that a gorilla is smarter than your tamarack or whatever?
The tamarans?
Tamaran. That's what it meant?
I assume so.
Because it's huge.
Yeah, actually, as you go up the list of primates by body weight, you do end up getting more and more sophisticated and complicated behaviors. By the time you get to the great apes.
Great ape.
Orangutans, chimpanzees, gorillas, and humans. You get really complicated.
Look at humans.
You know, let's take the humans off the list. Just okay.
We do really funny stuff.
We put out podcasts.
We sit in basements talking to the little metal microphone things. There's wires strung all over the place. Anyways.
But, yes. Chimpanzees, for example, in the wild, have and gorillas, they have culturally transmitted tool use. It's not instinctive. They have to learn it from their families or their troops or what have you. And it varies depending upon which troop you're at. Like there's gorillas that will use sticks to fish honey out of fish out honey.
Okay.
Out of a hive. That's what they call those.
Out of a bee. Individual bees. Give me your honey.
Hand it over. And there are other gorilla troops that we use chewed up leaves as a sort of sponge to soak up the honey. And another study I saw was looking at the way they get water from very clay-filled water sources. Again, sponges. Some of them use leaves for sponges. Some of them use moss for sponges.
But they're learning this.
Yes. From each other.
Okay.
And there's even play behaviors. No practical application whatsoever.
Let's talk about board games for a second. Anyway.
I was just thinking of that.
No practical. Anyway.
But, for example, a lot of young female chimps in this one particular troop started carrying around sticks.
Okay.
And it took a while before the researchers noticed that the behaviors they were exhibiting towards these little sticks were the same that the mothers were exhibiting towards the actual children.
Oh.
The sticks were dolls.
Hey.
And it was mostly females doing that. But there was one young male. He was with his mom, right? Okay. And they were making nests to sleep in for the night. And he crawled into his, and then he kind of like sat up and looked around and wait, scampered over to his stick and made another tiny nest and carefully laid his stick in the nest.
There's my special stick. It needs to sleep. Yeah.
So they are not the only animal to stumble upon this idea of packing more neurons into the brain. Raccoons, for example.
Yeah, okay.
This probably happened from time to time in other areas. But it doesn't always stick. Like I said, there's a huge energy cost to having that many neurons.
Okay.
So there's a couple of things you're going to need in order to keep a brain that busy. And I would not keep it busy as in keep it at all.
Oh.
And not just, you know, starve to death and get out of the gene pool.
Okay.
And one of the things they need, I think, is curiosity.
Okay.
And I think that's part of the reasons why the cotton-top tamarans were so interested in anything new. Because by itself, curiosity can be dangerous.
Right.
But if you have enough brains to be careful about it, and to observe things and notice opportunities when they occur, it can mean that you can find better ways to avoid predators and more food.
So, yeah, you have enough brains, so to speak, to poke something with a stick as opposed to, you know, just go over there and jab it with your finger.
Yeah, like when I was playing with the cougar.
Yeah. that you didn't die.
I didn't die in that situation. I always kind of wondered, what if the one cougar had managed to pull the cane out of my hand? Because I was not going to cross that railing. Zookeepers come by later and see a white cane in the enclosure. They've eaten the blind man!
Oh, my God!
Speaking of the energy requirements for a big brain, there's an interesting twist here. The gorillas and chimpanzees and orangutans split off from the same critter that eventually became us about 8 million years ago.
Okay.
8 to 10 million years, depending on who you ask.
Nice, good range there.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Unlike all the other primates, they don't quite fall on this graph. This size primate should have this size brain with this many neurons. Okay. They actually fall a little bit short.
Ooh, they're dumb.
It seems like they just can't get enough food to keep both that huge brain and that big a body.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So they sort of opted for bronze over brain.
Okay.
There's another large primate that went the other direction. Mm-hmm. We call them humans.
Yeah.
Hey. And we'll talk about that next time. See you then.
Bye.